We're pleased to have with us some of our own, President Donald and Sister Nita Hunter, been a part of the Ricks family for many years. As is custom at the college, when we have members of our faculty and staff called to preside over missions, we expect a report from them, and we're pleased that we have that opportunity as they have returned this past summer from presiding over the Veracruz, Mexico mission. Mexico is where President Hunter himself served a mission as a missionary in 1949 to 1952, and that privilege of going back some 40 years later was a great blessing in his life. The Hunters have had 8 children, 23 grandchildren, and they're pleased today to have with them 3 of their children, their spouses, and a granddaughter and her spouse, as well as 4 of the missionaries who served in the Veracruz, Mexico mission. And we'd appreciate it if they would stand so that we can at least recognize them. First the family, then the missionaries. Thank you very much. Sister Hunter is a native of Victor, Idaho, graduating from Teton High School. President Hunter also grew up in this valley and graduated from Rigby High School. They met at Ricks College and were married in October of 1952. Years later, after her children, or 8 children, were all in school, Sister Hunter returned to finish her degree in nursing and practice nursing as a registered nurse in the local hospital until leaving on their mission. President Hunter graduated from Ricks College in 1954 with a bachelor's degree at a time when Ricks College was a 4-year institution. His fields were math and biology, and he taught in the local high school here in Rexburg for a year, and then became an assistant librarian at the college. He later earned a master's degree in English from Utah State University, and in 1960 returned to teacher Ricks College in the field of English. He also earned a master's degree in creative writing from the University of Montana in 1982. And while most of his teaching career has been here at Ricks, he has also taught at the Church College of Hawaii and spent a year at BYU as a visiting professor. He's an accomplished poet and has published several books of poetry. He twice won the I. Stedfod Poetry Prize from BYU and wrote the lyrics to The Lord Gave Me a Temple, which is published in the Children's Songbook and used worldwide in our LDS primary music. We're delighted to have them return. We'd like first to hear from Sister Hunter, and then we'll turn the balance of the time to President Donald Hunter.
I don't know why my heart is pounding so fast. Brothers and sisters, as you know, we recently returned from the Mexico Veracruz mission. And when we got our call, we were getting our pictures taken, the photographer said something like this: "I was kind of surprised about your call. I haven't heard of you doing anything special. I'm kind of glad to know that they call ordinary people to be mission presidents." And we assured him that we were even more surprised than he was about our call. When we arrived in Veracruz, I began getting nervous. We were met by the outgoing president and his assistants and the office staff, but we had been told previously about a holdup and robbery of a new member of the area presidency and his family when they arrived in Mexico City. They were robbed of everything they had, and so I was concerned and hoping that nothing would happen to our luggage and 17 boxes of belongings. One assistant, Elder Carden, who is here today with his wife Pam and new baby daughter, sensed my uneasiness as we were waiting for our luggage, and as I looked over at the group, all I could see was a sea of white shirts and ties. But then my eyes met those blue eyes of Elder Cardin, and he winked at me and smiled. I knew I had a friend and that everything would be all right. My husband, on the other hand, didn't have a sister missionary wink at him. He lay awake all night stewing about how was he possibly going to do this. He didn't even know where to buy a loaf of bread. Well, this didn't bother me because the assistants had already bought us a loaf of bread, and I knew that my husband could be a good mission president. Elder Cardin called the next day and told me he thought I needed a hymn and asked which I would like, and I chose "I Am a Child of God." And he sang humbly, not always on key, but I stood there with tears streaming down my cheeks, knowing what beautiful music I was hearing from someone who cared. Ordinary little things can make a difference. We had some really fun experiences, one being climbing to the top of what is believed by many to be the real Hill Cumorah. That was quite a climb, but what a beautiful view we had from the top. It was worth the work to get up there. You could just imagine all those Nephites camped round about and the Lamanites' armies ascending that magnificent hill. On our way back down, we found a nice grassy spot and held a testimony meeting. The spirit was strong, and it was so wonderful. Elder Buse, who is here with us today, along with his wife, will probably carry a scar from that climb for the rest of his life. As he was crossing a fence, he fell and got quite a gash on his arm. I was in charge of the health problems of the missionaries, and every 3 months gave them a gamma globulin shot to help prevent hepatitis. These shots were given in the hip. How many returned missionaries do we have out here? In foreign missions that had to have gamma globulin every 3 months. You know what this is. Well, 1 month, to my surprise, and which made me laugh until I cried, two elders bared their hip to me, complete with bullseyes. That they had drawn on each other. "Give it in the 500 mark," one said. I laughed. I had never taken a picture of anyone's backside before, but if I'd have had... if I'd had a camera, I would have then. We sure learned to love the Mexican people. They are such a loving, caring people. It takes 10 minutes to get into a meeting and 10 to 15 minutes to leave a meeting because of all the abrazos and handshakes and loves and visits all the way in and all the way out. You just cannot slip into a meeting or leave quietly. But we were treated so very special, like general authorities. It was almost scary. One of the highlights of our mission was President Hinckley's visit last January for a regional conference. He also had a special missionary conference for all of our missionaries throughout the whole state, and so we called them all in to Veracruz. And what a wonderful conference that was, to be there listening to the prophet teach. Most of those good saints down there, including our Mexican missionaries, had never seen a prophet, had never heard a prophet speak, not even on television. They were so in awe that it was just really enjoyable to watch their faces and watch their expressions as he spoke. We take so much for granted here. There was a saying among the missionaries, "Return with honor." That was their goal, to return from their mission with honor. Many wore CTR rings to help them make right choices. We promised them that if they would totally obey the mission rules, they would have the Holy Ghost. They would have the Holy Ghost with them to help make right choices. And we saw that happen time after time after time again. Those who had the Spirit were able to change people's lives with the gospel. Those who did not obey did not have the Spirit, and they were only so-so missionaries. And you could really tell a difference. I recently read an article about President Hinckley speaking to a group of saints in Florida, and he told how little things can cause real problems. He told how a little thing like a windshield wiper on their airplane caused them to be 2 hours late for their meeting in Florida. The wiper had come loose, and if the plane had ascended up to the scheduled 43,000 feet and flown at the scheduled 600 miles an hour, the wiper would likely have blown off and landed in one of the engines. So they had to circle above Brazil for 2 hours until they burned the full tank of fuel so they could safely land and take care of that little blade. President Hinckley said, that is the way it is with our lives. We go along and think everything is going just right. And then we do some little thing and it destroys us. It hurts us. It may be that we get lazy about going to sacrament meeting, and before long we're not going at all. Or we get into some small moral problem that leads us to a great disaster. It isn't the big choices of our lives that destroy us. It's the small choices that we make from day to day. They are the things that cause us the real problems and lead to our downfall. President Hinckley went on to say, it's the little choices such as, this cup of coffee won't hurt. Then he told a story of one woman who went to the bishop to get her temple recommend renewed. And he asked if she drank coffee. And she said, well, yes, occasionally, but you're not going to let that little cup of coffee prevent me from going to the temple, are you? And he turned and looked her square in the eye and said, you're not going to let that little cup of coffee prevent you from going to the temple, are you? It's the little things that build or destroy honor. We had one missionary, a zone leader, who was a good missionary, who came to my husband and said, President Hunter, I'm afraid I've done something I shouldn't have. He went on to confess that as they were teaching, an investigator had offered him and his companion a cup of coffee. They politely refused, but the man insisted and said he would be offended if they did not drink the coffee with him. The elder gave in to the pressure and accepted the coffee. His companion did not. Now they were in a real dilemma. How were they going to teach this investigator the discussion on the word of wisdom? Somehow they worked through this, and he was able to repent of this dumb little thing. But it was so much on his conscience that I'll bet that elder never drinks another cup of coffee again. It's the ordinary little things that destroy us or others. I was told this before the mission, and I have heard it since, about the filthy language in the football locker room here at Ricks College. It was hard for me to believe. Is that language what is represented to non-members, that this is what our church stands for and these are the things we believe? We are always missionaries for or against the church. And sometimes we need to take a look at some of these little things we are doing. I believe we all want to return with honor. And I believe I can make the same promise, same kind of promise to you that we made to the missionaries. If you keep the Ricks Code of Honor, keep the Ricks standards, attend your church meetings and live the teachings of the gospel, you too will have the Spirit with you to help you make right choices. And then when the time comes, when it is time for you to return and be judged of your Savior, Jesus Christ, you will be able to return with honor. And those of you who are not, who think you are getting away with something, you're not. You may be able to hide it from the Ricks College officials, but you're not going to get away with it. You may hide temporarily for now, but until you make things right, you will not be able to return with honor. It is my testimony that ordinary people like you and like me can do ordinary little things well, which will help us honor our Father in heaven and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we can be found worthy of his great atonement in our behalf and be able to return with honor. And these things I share with you humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.